Rose, Santa Barbara, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. I am in a really frisky mood, to quote my producer Richard, because I'm feeling good. We moved over the weekend, and it was not easy, but my wife, Deborah, was astonishing in taking care of business. You actually might even think we've lived there for a while, and it's only been 4 days. But there's lots of good things going on for me, my family, and the show. And today is a jam-packed show. If you want to call in, feel free at 805-564-1290 if you're local, or toll-free at 866-564-1290. You can email questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. I have a computer here. I will respond. And better yet, you could tweet me at Bruce Salen and get an instant response. Again, that's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's like S, like Singing in the Rain, my favorite movie. If you haven't already followed me on Facebook, please follow the A Dad's Point of View page. We have about 2,700 members all over the world, including my friends, the Africa Zebras, which I've told you about in a previous show and I've written about. And I have an update because it's just so darn cool. This relationship I've developed and we, you listeners and readers, have developed with the kids in Ghana is special. This is the message I got from Frank Bennin, who's the minister that runs the school in Agana Swedru, Ghana. Agana Swedru, Ghana. He sent this to me. He knows I'm a guy, but he uses the word dear in a way that we're not used to, so it's just kind of cute. But he wrote this. Hello, Bruce. Today we received a parcel from a group called the Wright Center for Orthodontics from Santa Barbara, led by Dr. Wright. Thank you, dear, for your good works. And he also sent a couple photos, one of which shows the establishment in, I think, a light way of the Dad's Point of View Kids Reading Club at their school. And if you're watching us on video, I believe Dylan has put that up. And then secondly, you will see the photo of all the goodies that Dr. Wright and his associates sent. I want to put up a very special thank you to Dr. Wright and his orthodontics center, and specifically to Barbara, Tina, Deborah, Ariel, Maria, Andrea, or Andrea, Monica, Leah, Claudia, and Dr. Rice. Thank you from the Africa Zebras and the Bruce Salen Show for putting this all together. If you need orthodontia, you need to go there. You can reach them at 805-687-6453 or 805-68-SMILE. I have other good news, which is I have another sponsor that will be joining our show. It's Shelley's Stereo. This is the company that I bought my original home theater from a few years ago. And they are located in Woodland Hills, California, but they service all your home theater needs up and down the coast. They are especially good at difficult and interesting installations. They just installed and updated my own home theater at my new home, a wonderful crew of installers, and literally an engineer to program the smart remote. Smart remote. Can you believe there's such a thing as a smart remote? It really is amazing. This one thing controls all of the devices. And there was a guy there from Shelley's Stereo. His name is Dean. Thank you, Dean, by the way. Sitting there with a computer for literally 2 or 3 hours programming it. It was astonishing. Anyway, Shelley's Stereo is a treasure chest of knowledge about all things audiovisual and has been providing home entertainment solutions since 1959. I'm very proud to have them as a sponsor of my show. You can find Shelley's at www.shelleysstereo.com. Or call them at 818-716-8500. That's 818-716-8500. Thank you, Alon, who is the owner and my friend, for your help with my new home. We are also looking for other sponsors, though. We're getting full. If you're an insurance company or a law firm, you can join our sponsor team for family insurance matters and family legal matters. And just call me at the station or email me at all the various contacts I have already said ad nauseum. Well, on another note that is unrelated, as I said, we have a very full show. Yesterday was my James Bond's birthday. For me, there's only been one James Bond, and that's Sean Connery. And yesterday, he was 80 years old. That's kind of hard to believe. Makes me feel really old. Maybe I should eventually talk about what we're going to talk about today. Because today's topic, as usual, is based on this week's column, which appears each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press, on page 2 of the front section. And the column was titled, A Jew in Church. You can find my columns there or on my website, brucesalen.com, or in the Santa Barbara News Press. This particular column to me is powerful because we talk about blending families. We talk about all the complications that there may be. But one of the most difficult ones is if you have two religions that you're bringing to the household. This would apply in a second marriage, as in mine, or a first marriage. And that's what this column's about, and it's what we'll be discussing with Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and with Julie Spira, who is with us this week for our single-parent dating. But most experts, as I say in the column, usually... And I'm very cautious when I quote experts as far as what they really know, because studies aren't necessarily real life. But most experts on this issue will advise families, especially where children are involved, to choose one religion if you have two that you're bringing to the marriage. And the reason being that if you just have an all-inclusive, their reason, and I'm not advocating it one way or the other because my experience has changed with my two marriages, but their reason is very simply that if you just bring in a little bit of everything, you don't really educate your kids in any one thing. And what happens many times when you celebrate Christmas and you celebrate Hanukkah and you celebrate Easter and you celebrate Passover, to take my, you know, Jews and Christians example, the kids end up rejecting it all. And then they turn to some new age type of religion. At least that's the theory. I tend to think it's somewhat true. What for me, I was pretty darn, I was pretty darn convinced in my first marriage, and I married a woman who was not Jewish, but she did convert. I was convinced that I was not going to do that. And so we, in fact, raised my kids as Jewish kids. They went to Jewish schools, and both became a bar mitzvah. However, when I married a second time, my wife, Deborah, who I have already talked about as the mastermind behind our recent move, not to mention she's a wonderful realtor who found the house as well, she is much more of a practicing Christian. I am much more of a practicing Jew. And we found in the very beginning that this was not really that much of a conflict, in that, ironically, our values, the Judeo-Christian values that we shared, were almost identical. We both believed in the Old Testament, the Bible, what it meant. We both believed in the Ten Commandments. And in many ways, we found that those values were easier to get along with than if we had, say, opposite political views. But we did struggle over the Christmas tree. And that was a symbol to me that was hard to accept and bring into the house. Eventually, we did, and it turned out to be really a lovely thing. Plus, we've been sharing Christmas with my wife's family up in Vancouver, and my boys have adored it. And in no way has it taken it away from their own religion of Judaism, which they believe. And that is why I've kind of softened my stance on it, because the values we share are clearly the same. You will notice on this show, by the way, that I have chosen to exclusively play gospel music sung by my favorite singer of all time, Elvis Presley. So in case you wonder, that is what we will be hearing today. We are almost out of time for this particular episode. Upcoming is Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, followed by Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. My producer is telling me it's time for a break. Be sure to call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290, or locally at 805-564-1290, or email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My God, when I know some wonder, consider all the world thy hands have made.